coming up against a former club, starting the season against Lancashire.
Yeah.
How's that going to go?
Bit of a cherry on the top, isn't it? Quite nice to obviously start against them. I enjoyed my time finally with Lancashire and a good bunch of lads and had a good time there last year, but it'll be quite nice to now obviously start the season and get one up in will be quite nice. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
And did you know anyone here at Essex before signing? Did you speak to anyone about what the club's like? What are you expecting from Chelmsford?
Yeah, a couple of guys. Tendo is a good mate of mine. I've played a lot of cricket with him down in Dunedin when he played for Otago with us. And he's a top man. He's the one that sort of approached me at the start and asked me if I wanted to come play. And I said, I definitely can. So everything he's been telling me, and I know obviously Matt Quinn from New Zealand and Simon Harman. I've played against Adam Wheater and Foster as well. So I know a few of the lads have seen him around. So it's quite nice to see familiar faces coming in here. But yeah, the way I've been welcomed and just from the support staff and everybody around Essex has been outstanding and very, very friendly people, which is nice.
And you've had a bit of a trek to get here. Obviously, the New Zealand season only finished about a week ago.
Yeah, true.
So, have you got plenty left in the tank for the county slog?
Yeah, definitely. Well, obviously, just got to find a way and craft hard, isn't it? Yeah, it's been a pretty busy summer. It's been pretty full on and played a lot of cricket leading up to this. So, hopefully, obviously, hit the ground running. Not too jet lagged, hopefully. But yeah, it's a big trip coming this way. But it's one of those things. You just got to part and parcel of the job. So, looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Will there be much difference in you're obviously having to change from southern to northern hemisphere. Is it going to be difficult to get straight into that?
Well, the weather's not too dissimilar. The weather's sort of similar to what we've had the last little while in New Zealand, which is not bad at all. So I don't think that's going to be too much of a big difference to obviously adapt to. I think just the balls is going to be a change again, coming from bowling 6 months with a Kookaburra ball and being a completely different ball. It's just, I guess, adapting to juke balls again and getting the way around that. And then just the conditions, the wickets, might be a touch slower and different lengths you've got to bowl on. So it's just adapting, I guess, as soon as possible and making that transition.
I mean, you've already been out in the middle with some Stewart, and what's he told you?
Yeah, just looked at the wicket and, it looks a pretty good wicket, to be honest. Good cover of grass on it, looks quite good and it's rock hard. So pretty pleasing to see they know their stuff there. You can see they're very passionate about it, which is obviously quite nice. And just looking at the deck, it looks a beautiful ground and quite a nice ground to be playing on. So, yeah.
Did Ryan and Chris talk to you about kind of the retirements of Graham Napier and David Masters and what's expected of you? Have you come to lead the attack? Is there pressure on your shoulders as the international player, the overseas player?
No, not really. I guess it wasn't really mentioned, but obviously, I'm well aware of it. It was big boots to fill. It's two quality players that's gone out of the game, and it's a big loss, obviously, for the club then. So I guess for me, don't really look at it as a previous sort of situation. For me, it's just to come in and obviously do what I do. You can only control the controllables and make the most of your opportunities you get. So hopefully for me, it's just to obviously run in and contribute. That's what I said. For me, it's just to try and find ways to contribute to a team, to have some success and win games. And get to learn some new mates and new friendships and make some new friendships. Learn a lot about the game and have a good time.
Have you set any targets in terms of wickets this season, or any personal targets?
No, I don't really think about it that way anymore. I used to, and I think that puts a lot of pressure on you. And you, obviously, for me, it's not an individual thing. I don't want to be worrying or focusing on my own personal performance too much. It's what I can bring to the team and contribute to the team. You might get a day where you take no wickets and go for no runs, but you're playing a role for the guy on the other end. And it might be the same thing again. One of the guys might be bowling well on the other end and I might get the rewards. I think sometimes it swings the roundabouts, but it's creating that partnership bowling and bowling of the mate on the other end to obviously try and get that ultimate result. So for me, it's just to obviously try and obviously give as much as I can. And like I say, the big word for me is contribute in every sort of way I can on and off the field.
People have been saying it's going to be tough for Essex to stay up, having been promoted last season. Do you think there's enough here to stay up?
Yeah, look, it's always going to be tough. It's quality cricket all year round, and it is quality teams in the first division. But if I look at the quality of the group and the team, it's a good wealthy spread of experienced players, and then also good youth coming through. It's a good place to be in, and there's a healthy balance in the squad too. So pretty excited. There's a quality group of players in this team that I've played against before and come across before and also played with. So it's exciting for us, and for us it's just to obviously hit the ground running and come Friday and make the most of it and hopefully push our case to be right up there.
And you're going to be wearing number 13 as well this season. Are you a superstitious man?
Mate, that's the first time I've got my number. It's quite funny that you mention that. I've played my whole first class career. I've never been able to get my number. 13 is my number, and even when I played still back in South Africa, Fluff Du Plessis was number 13 at that time. I couldn't get my number because he was ahead of me. And then when I moved to Otago, Craig Cumming retired the number 13, so I couldn't pick that. And then wherever I went, someone I've either had number 13 or retired it. So it's the first county or first team I've been able to come to and being able to get number 13. So pretty happy and stoked about that.